very warm welcome to the Daggers and Lids podcast. We are live streaming on YouTube and we're here alongside Lydia Greenway and also the director of cricket of Durham, Marcus North, and the head coach of Durham Cricket, or the newly formed Durham Cricket for next year's Tier 1, Danny Hazel. Now, it's a bit fly by the seat of your pants as we go, because Lydia, you talk for a bit and I can check to see if we're actually streaming live on YouTube, because I don't know. I've pressed all the correct buttons. I think I have. We tried this the other day. I had a complete technical meltdown and personal meltdown because of the technical meltdown. But one hopes that whoever is joining us, we are going out live on YouTube at this moment in time. It's all very exciting, isn't it?
It is very, very exciting. And I think we have to thank Danny and Marcus again for their time, because we obviously had a good chat with them the other day. It was all really good stuff, but unfortunately it didn't come out. So no pressure, Marcus and Danny. We're hoping much of the same from your answers as we get stuck into it. Where are you both, actually, just out of interest? And whereabouts are you this morning?
I'm actually at Durham. And today is a far better day. So, yeah, just looking out across the pitch. Looking forward to this podcast working.
No pressure. Marcus, are you in Durham as well, Marcus?
Yes, I'm in my office, which anyone can find me probably 6 days a week. So, but I can't complain. I've got a nice view of the ground. The boys are training, so all good.
So basically what you're telling me is you're in exactly the same venue, but you've decided to do two separate YouTube streams. You couldn't just wander over to the same room and be in the same place and do this. You're going from two separate entities.
We did have a chat initially, Daggers, and we thought that might look a bit weird if we're just sitting next to each other.
I was just seeing if there was anything sort of underlying that we just needed to delve deeper into, but apparently that's not. That is all good. Lids, I can't check to see if we're going live on YouTube.
Let's just back ourselves that we are.
I'm doing my absolute best to see, but you can do the check. Obviously, it is great to see both of you here. We are doing this recording live after England's 3-0 series victory yesterday against New Zealand in the one-day international series. It was a hugely successful series from an England perspective, being very, very ruthless and dominant over a New Zealand side that is a little bit in transition. We will actually be discussing that on a separate podcast. That is still to come. Myself, Lydia, and Katie Martin, actually, we recorded something last night at Bristol, and we will upload that as and when it is ready. Any news, Lids?
No news. I'm just, keen to get chatting to these guys. Obviously,
my question was, any news on whether we're going live on YouTube?
Oh, no. I reckon we are. I think we're there, Daggers.
Do you reckon we're there?
Yeah.
Well, put it this way, people will get in touch with us if we're not. And then I will have to press a variety of buttons and something will happen. But on my screen, it says live recording. So be that as it may, let's crack on. Firstly, again, we are grateful for your time and your company once more. Let's just, before you guys announce the first signing for Durham, it is a hugely exciting time for the club, I would imagine, Marcus, given the fact that the bidding process to get Tier 1 status, there was a long process about that. What was the reaction when you found out that you would be one of the Tier 1 clubs and be hosting women's top-level cricket next year?
Yeah, Daggers, it was a huge amount of excitement throughout the whole club, ranging from the players to the backroom staff to other departments, right up to the CEO and the board. It was a process that we discussed, and we were all in going into that tender process and interviews with the ECB. We're extremely honoured and privileged to have the responsibility to have one of the eight teams, and we feel that as a region we are absolutely ready for that responsibility for you know, for our next generation and all starting kicking off in 2025.
And what was the process that you went through, Marcus? Who were the key people that you involved when you were sort of putting together your application? Because I know you have to include people from all aspects of the club.
Yeah, look, there was our senior leadership team, you know, played an absolute critical role in that. We very much understood that part of the process, we wanted to make sure in our tender that we were very authentic to who we are at Durham. And to make sure that, you know, what we put in the paper, we can deliver from day one. It wasn't necessarily blue sky thinking or dreaming about how we can implement a team here. It's more about what we're about, what is our DNA, you know, what can we provide evidence that this is how we roll and this is how we're going to support a professional women's team, all come from 2025. And I feel we probably got that right, you know, and I think that was important for us to be able to articulate in a tender process, which by the result gave the ECB the confidence. They were probably excited and hopefully inspired by what we're looking to put forward. And now it's the hard work begins, and we're kind of in that process now of getting everything in place to make sure we are hitting the ground running, you know, from next year.
Just quickly, Marcus, how easy or difficult was the choice for Danny? Because Danny, it was announced, is going to be head coach of Durham. She's currently head coach of the Northern Diamonds. And being a local girl, was it an easy choice for you?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, obviously Danny being a Durham girl and still living in the Northeast, there's obviously a lot of synergy and alignment there. But the reality is Danny's one of the, you know, She's a great coach in her own right. I've got to know her a lot better over the last couple of years working at the Superchargers and seeing how successful she's been there. I think her reputation is extremely strong. She's a very impressive person and coach. And I think just looking at the environment she's created at the Superchargers, where I've seen firsthand, but also the environment and success she's had at the Northern Diamonds, you know, is really given me a great confidence that she is absolutely the right person to lead this next chapter at Durham Cricket.
Same question to you, Dan. How hard was it? How hard or easier decision was it for you to take up this role? Because obviously you've got connections, playing connections with Yorkshire and also coaching, but you're born and bred Durham and that's where you sort of started. So how was that process and decision-making for you?
Yeah, it's obviously I'm a Durham girl through and through, and I think it's you know, there was questions, but I think, you know, I'm very respectful and very grateful for, you know, the many years that I've spent with Yorkshire through obviously playing and coaching and being involved with the Northern Diamonds. But for me, it's about, you know, coming back to the place where, again, I am born and bred, and be a really proud moment when we get to, you know, push players from this system to go on and play for England, hopefully. So yeah, there was obviously questions, but again, I'm, you know, this is home for me, and I'm really keen now to give something back to the county that where I'm from, really.
It's an interesting dynamic, Danny, as well, in that obviously you are coaching the Northern Diamonds, and the way, and this is not Jeremy Paxman type of question, but obviously they have got tier one status next year, your connection with the club anyway. So actually, you know, I can imagine it being a little bit difficult. I'm sure they probably wanted you to stay, but is the challenge that much greater actually starting a new project up at Durham?
I mean on paper, yeah, it is. It's very different. It's probably a process that, you know, I'll never go through again. But again, when we started the Northern Diamonds, that was some scratch. And, you know, I got ourselves through that process, and crazily enough, I'm going to do it again. So, yeah, really looking forward to that challenge, and we'll see where that takes us over the next few years.
Marcus, how difficult is it as a director of cricket to start pretty much with a blank sheet of paper? Everybody, there are 8 tier one counties who are scrabbling around to try and get the best squad they can possibly do. Loads and loads of players around. I'm sure agents are ringing left, right and centre. How did you start the process of trying to put a squad together, budgets wise, you know, sort of the nature and the balance of the squad? I imagine, did you just start with a blank piece of paper and just sort of put down the names you wanted, or how did that work?
Yeah, look, there was, you know, obviously some consultation with Danny, who's going to play a key role in that. But yeah, look, it was a great opportunity starting from scratch. It's not something that I've been involved in previously in my role. I do know, like, recruiting in for the men's space can take months, even, you know, 6-9 months to recruit one player, and to kind of think that I've got to get a squad of at least 15. You know, in a current process where it's an open market, pretty much, it's very competitive. It's been, I'll be honest with you, it's been really enjoyable. The one thing I've got to understand is that the women's game professionally, this was a nice line in the sand moment where the whole game's going through restructure, and it's given a lot of players the opportunity to take a breath and to assess what's important to them as individuals, as players, and also understanding they've got a choice. They can choose an environment or a club and understand their philosophies and the support and how they're going to maybe best be suited for that individual. And all the players that I've spoken to, I've been incredibly impressed with. You know, they're very articulate, they're very mature beyond their years, they're very aware of and how driven they are and what they want to get out of their careers. And that's been really refreshing, actually. So, look, a core group of our players that we've recruited are Northern Diamonds players, and that's, you know, a great reflection of what Danny's done and that group of players have done over the last 4 or 5 years. And they've been part of, you know, Durham, Northumberland and Yorkshire. So, you know, it's been a good process.
Marcus, just before we get you guys to announce who you've signed, how did you come up with that wish list of players? Was it you and Dan sitting down to work out who you wanted to go out and target? And I guess, yeah, as you say, it's an open market, isn't it? So you could literally go for anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that Danny and I were in detail talking about, obviously building a squad and having you know, a number of players from being experienced and, you know, I guess seasoned performers to raw talent that's coming through, and players that might want to be looking to reignite their careers or reignite even their international careers that have been in and out of the England setup. So, you know, it's getting that balance right, that all of our players will have a clear understanding of what their pathway is into our Durham professional team. But you look, it comes down to, yeah, there is a wish list, and, you know, we're going to be announcing shortly our first signing. You know, there's lots of discussions ongoing, but what we're going to announce shortly is obviously the critical signing for us, along with Danny.
One thing I do like as well, if I was in your shoes, Danny, I would have just gone to Marcus and said, this is what I'd like. I'd like Danny Wyatt, Sophie Eccleston, Heather Knight, Maya Bouchier, Charlie Dean. Just go through with all the international sides. And if you can't get me those, well, you know. It is that time then. Danny, I'm assuming you're going to be probably making this announcement. We're really excited. And it was interesting that Marcus just quickly let slip that a lot of the recruiting has come from the Northern Diamonds. So maybe we might get one. We might get more than one. We shall wait and see. I'm not trying to be too greedy, but if you do want to let any more signings slip, then please feel free to do so. I think this is the perfect platform in which to do it. So, Danny Hazel, who've you signed?
First up, Holly Armitage. Yeah, really, I think she was obviously top of the list. You know, somebody who I've worked with, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years now, both in Northern Diamonds and the Northern Superchargers. So, yeah, really excited to have her on board and really looking forward to the next few years.
Tell us more about Holly, Dan, as a person, as a character. I think a lot of people who follow the domestic game have been hugely impressed with how she goes about her business. She's obviously a fantastic leader as well.
The leadership that she's shown over the last few years, like, has really impressed me. And I think it's pretty obvious that she runs, you know, two of the sides that I'm involved with, and I have I've got a huge amount of respect for Holly. Again, she's probably sick of the sight of me, but yeah, she's a brilliant leader, and obviously has real big aspirations to continue to play for England. She always had a little taste of it and this winter. So yeah, just I think it was an absolute no-brainer for us, and yeah, really looking forward to working with her over the next few years.
Her career has genuinely progressed from over the last sort of couple of years, and that's not just on the captaincy front, where I think she's a hugely astute tactical leader, but also with the bat as well, knowing her own game and also taking responsibility. One question is, Danny, about Holly Armitage. Yes, she has England aspirations and she wants to try and break into the side more fully, but she's on the fringes at this moment in time. She's not necessarily playing. Is her availability, or players of that nature, are going to be available for a lot of the season in both 50 over and T20 competitions unless they get selected for England? I would have thought that that is a very, very valuable commodity to have, knowing that they're going to be playing the majority of the season for you.
Yeah, and yeah, there's a part of it, but like, I think that my job and Durham's job now is to produce cricketers to play for England. Like, if we have two or three people that are getting taken away to England squad, we should see that as that's success. That's what we want to do. And I think if you're breeding the people who want to do that, then you're going to have a successful system. And the people below Holly, the young players who are coming through, see somebody who, you know, turns up every day, is a model professional in how she goes about things, and that can only be good for your environment. So yeah, if players are getting into squads, then that's exactly what we want. We want to see people come from this county and go and play on for England. And hopefully over time, we see some girls that eventually come through our academy system and then go and play for England. That'll be, you know, that'll be a huge moment for us.
And have you spoken about what you want Durham Cricket Club in terms of your women's structure and setup to be known as? Obviously, when you think of different types of counties, each county has sort of different reputations, I suppose. And for you guys, you're arguably in a really great position because you have got that blank canvas. So I suppose for you, Dan, and then maybe Marcus, what do you want a Durham cricketer, female cricketer, to represent? And I suppose that I don't want to say the brand of cricket, but exactly, it's just an awful word, but you know what I'm trying to say, hopefully.
I think we build a lot of our teams on, you know, our culture and how we want to be seen as a group, a desire to want to keep pushing the game forward, but equally individuals who have an desire to kind of to play at the highest level they can. And some people that might well not be England, but equally you can have the system now allows you to have a very strong domestic game. And that might be the level that some people get to, and that's absolutely fine. But I think as long as we're inspiring to be the best individual you can, that's only going to help, you know, a team environment to be the best team that they can as well. So, yeah, I think it's just inspiring to get better, to want to drive forward, and to take your game as far as you can.
Same for you, Marcus, that sort of similar thinking.
Yeah, look, and with Danny, there's a lot of alignment with Ryan Campbell, our men's coach, and the way we play cricket up here is to be positive. It's to play with authority. It's to win. You know, winning is really important, and that's something that Ryan Campbell uses nearly on a session by session or an hourly basis. Is what do we need to do now to win the game of cricket? We're not interested in draws, etc., in the longer format of the men's. But you know, Danny has very much got the similar philosophies where we want to play positive cricket. We want to entertain, and we feel that is very much aligned to what is our key objective, is producing on players. And, you know, that's the way that England men play, and it's the way that Louis play. You know, we've got the philosophy of the England women of being positive and entertaining and to take the game on, to be confident, not worry about making mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. So it's creating a positive and a safe environment for players to not worry about the consequence, but worry about the opportunities and the success they can have by having a positive mindset. And that's, again, the qualities of Danny as a coach and Holly as a captain and as a player that we feel is very much aligned with us at Durham Cricket.
Just finally, because I'm very aware of your time and how precious it is, and we're hugely grateful for as much of it as you have given to us. Marcus, you may know the answer to this. You may not. It might be a question for those who are the chief exec or something like that. But facilities wise, has Durham got the capacity right now? The ground at Chesterley Street, has it got the capacity to encompass all? You know, will anything have to be built or different? You know, nets extended or different changing rooms? I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but or is the ground ready to go for a fully fledged and professional women's team?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question, Daggers. I think one of our strengths is our facilities. You know, we don't have 100 team currently. We have two internationals a year, one female, one male international at the ground that England play. So, you know, we've dedicated that all of our games, unless we strategically plan to take a game into our region, that all of our professional women's games we played here at St Unique Riverside. So we've got two fantastic high-performance grass net facilities, one at the back of our main ground here, and we've got a nursery ground with nursery nets, which isn't just for the kids. You know, our professionals train out there. Ben Stokes was training out there last week. So really high-end facilities. But, yes, we are wanting to evolve and to continue to make improvements. You know, we've got plans, and we've actually got an investor to actually take our nursery ground to another level, which is obviously going to be really critical in terms of supporting all of our talent, boys and girls, but also you know, some of the amendments are, yes, we have to look at our changing room space. You know, how are we going to make improvements to that and making sure that the girls have got an identity in a home within our changing room space? But no, in long way around, our facility is pretty much ready to go. And more importantly, Daggers, the staff here and as an organization, we cannot wait to embrace what's coming from pretty much the 1st of November when things kind of happen, leading into 2025. It's an exciting time for the club.
It really is. Huge congratulations for the fact that you've become this Tier 1 status. And to you, Danny, on securing the head coach role. And also our thanks for your time, and also the announcement to be made on the podcast. We are hugely grateful. Is there any other, before the Wi-Fi gives up at my house because it's pretty dodgy, is there any other announcements you'd like to make on signings? I'm just giving you the opportunity, guys. You know, I'm nice like that.
Nice try, Daggers.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, mate.
I am the hard-hitting journalist, aren't I? Quite hard-hitting. Guys, look after yourselves. We can't wait to get up there and broadcast. We love coming up there anyway. It's one of my favourite places to come. And as Marcus, you know, my sort of connection with Durham and love being up there. And we can't wait to see the women's team take the field next year. Danny Hazel, Marcus North, thank you so much. And you look after yourselves. And for all of you watching along in the live stream, the podcast will be live anyway. It will be uploaded to YouTube in its fullest extent. And we've also got the podcast coming your way with the England Post One Day International Series Roundup with myself, Lydia, and Katie Martin. But for everybody, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.